请我们打开刚刚所读的圣经，罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the passage we have just read from Romans chapter 8.
另外你们可以把节目单可以也拿出来，可以看看节目单里面的内容。
You can also open to your bulletin, you can look at the contents there.
在这些年里，我所交通的题目就是复活的主。
In these days, what I've been sharing about is the Lord of Resurrection.
我记得第一次我讲到主复活向玛利亚，向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。
Remember the first time I shared about when our Christ rose and he appeared to Mary of Magdalene.
主复活是我们需要的信仰。
The resurrection of the Lord is the basic doctrine of our faith.
也是我们生命的根基。
It's also the foundation of our life.
我们常常夸说我们的主的坟墓是空的。
Many times we boast about that our Lord's tomb is empty.
但是我们也不能够常常看作那个空的坟墓。
But we cannot stare at the empty tomb all the time.
哪一位的莫大拉的玛利亚，她面向着坟墓在那边哀哭。
Mary Magdalene, and she was facing the empty tomb and she was weeping.
等到她转过身来看我们的复活的主的时候，他心里得着了喜乐，得着了盼望。
Only when she turned and saw our Lord, then she had hope and she had joy.
我们所看的乃是看到这位不单是钉在十字架的主，也是从死里复活的主。
And the Lord that we look at is not only that he died on the cross for us, but he also rose from death for us.
所以接下去我就讲到主复活的确信。
So now I want to continue to talk about the assurance of the resurrection of the Lord.
因着主复活，叫我能够有确实的信心。
Because of the resurrection, I have the assurance of my faith.
叫我很清楚能够认识我所信的耶稣，不单单是一个人。
That the Lord that I believe in, not only he's a person.
不单单是一个历史上的人，
not only a historic figure，
他乃是神的儿子，
but also the Son of God。
除非他从死里复活，我们没有办法来了解说，也行走在地上的耶稣，他乃是神的儿子。
Only because he rose from death that we can believe that he is the Son of God。
第二个，主复活叫我们认识他是基督。
And secondly, so we can understand that he is Christ.
他是神为我们预备的弥赛亚受膏者。
He is the Messiah, the anointed one that was prepared for us.
因着主从死里复活，叫我更清楚知道他就是神的道。
Because of his resurrection, I can understand his truth even more.
他所说的话，他所行的事情，记载在圣经上都是可确信的。
All those words he has spoken, all the deeds he has done, is all assurance of the faith for me.
主耶稣从死里复活，更叫我们确信他的救赎。
We can believe in his redemption because of the resurrection.
有多少年我不大清楚。
Many years I was not very clear on this.
虽然我生在基督徒家庭的里面。
Even though I was born in a Christian family,
虽然我受到了一个基督教的教育,
I was educated as a Christian family.
但是我不能够了解为什么耶稣钉在十字架上的血能够洗清我们的罪。
But I did not understand why the blood that was shed on the cross can cleanse my sin.
一直等到主，我认识主耶稣从死里复活。
Until I understand that our Lord had resurrected from death.
叫我知道他的宝血是有功效的。
Then I know that his blood is effective.
他不但他的宝血曾经我接受他的时候认罪的时候 他赦免我的罪。
Not only when I believe in him and acknowledge my sin that he forgive my sin.
我一生一世所有的罪，他的宝血也是有功效的。
That the sins that I will be committing in all my life, that that the blood will be effective for that.
这是主复活对我的信仰的确实。
And this is the assurance of my faith because of the resurrection.
更让我知道他就是生命，他就是复活。
So that I know that he is life, he is the resurrection.
以后我们就转到看看主复活的应许。
And later on, we turn to look at what is the promise of the resurrection.
圣经上有许许多多的应许。
There are many promises in the Bible.
但是最宝贵的应许乃是主耶稣在世上他的应许。
But the most precious promises are those when Jesus lived on this earth.
那不但这样，乃是他从死里复活，他给门徒的应许。
Not only he rose from death, he also gave promises to his disciples.
也是给我们的应许。
And also giving those promises to us.
第一个，他乃是初熟的果子。
The first is he's the first fruit.
他的复活乃是第一个从死里首先复活的。
That he is the first one to resurrect from death.
那意思说，以后啊，凡是有他种子的人都可以从死里复活。
That later on, those who are come out the same seed or can also resurrect.
所以在旧约圣经的利未记的节期的上面。
So in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus,
那个初熟节乃是代表主耶稣预言说主耶稣要从死里复活。
And that feast of the first fruit is revealing that the Lord will be the first one to be resurrected.
以后过了五十天就到了五旬节。
And after 50 days, that will be the Pentecost.
五旬节就是预言说，凡是信他的人，他都可以从死里复活。
And it prophesies, that prophesies that all those who believe in him will also resurrect.
是因着他从死里复活给我们应许，我们有一天也要从死里复活。
Because of his resurrection, it gives us the promise that one day we also will rise from death.
第二个，他应许我们说他要差遣保惠师圣灵给我们。
The second promise that he will send us the Comforter.
这个圣灵乃是永远与我们同住。
That is the Holy Spirit, and he will dwell with us forever.
这个圣灵也是有复活的大能。
And this Holy Spirit has the power of the resurrection also.
它也是有生命的大能。
And also has the power of life.
一切的生命，一切的复活，都是从圣灵而得到的。
All life, all resurrection come out from the Holy Spirit.
以后我们就看到，他应许我们说，他还要再来。
Then later on, he promised that he will come back again.
在约翰福音十四章第一节到第三节。
In John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3.
他还没有离开世界以前，他已经给门徒的应许。
Before he left this earth, he had promised his disciples.
他说你们的心里不要胆怯，也不要忧愁。
He said, do not let your heart be fearful or be troubled.
我去乃是要为你们预备地方去。
He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
In my father's place, there is many rooms.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去为你们预备的地方以后，还要再来接你们。
Since I prepare a place for you, I'll come back and receive you again.
他说我在那里，你们也在那里。
Wherever I will be, you will be also.
啊，这是何等的安慰。
And such a comfort that will be.
这是何等的确实。
And so assured of that.
他应许我们说，他离开世界到天上，他还要再来接我们到他那里去。
He promised that he left this earth.To heaven, but then he will come back to receive us again.
以后彼得就很好奇。
Later on, Peter was curious.
彼得就问耶稣 说坦坦的在你的旁边来问约翰他到底这个人怎么样。
And he was asking the Lord Jesus that the person who was next to you all the time, John, what would happen to him?
也是就回答说我若是要他等到我来的时候与你有什么关系。
And Jesus said, I want to wait till when he comes back, that's nothing to do with you.
这句话就让很多人就想到说使徒约翰他不会死。
And a lot of people thought that maybe because of this verse that John would not die.
但是这个句话乃是意思说他要来到地上。
But this verse actually saying that he will come back to this earth.
但是他劝勉彼得说你要做你所应当做的事情。
But he encouraged Peter to, say, to do what you ought to.
你不要多管闲事。
Do not just mind other people's business.
多少的时候我们热心到常常去管很多闲事。
And many times we are so enthusiastic we want to meddle into other business.
我们若是守住了神所付托我们的本分。
If we hold on to what God had ordained us to do.
我们若是在我们的岗位上能够好好的忠心的服侍主。
If we can serve in our position faithfully.
神要大大的祝福他的教会。
God will bless his church.
神要大大的祝福这许多的家庭。
God will bless his, this family greatly.
神也要大大的祝福我们每一个人。
And God will greatly bless each one of us.
所以他是应许我们要再来。
So he had promised that he will come back again.
但他升天的时候很多的门徒这十一个门徒和其他的门徒就站在他的旁边。
When he ascended to heaven, there are all these disciples, including the 11 disciples, they were standing there.
当他们看见耶稣被接上天的时候,
as they saw Jesus was raised up into heaven,
他似乎站在哪一个地方就是抬着头望天。
And they were just looking up to heaven at that time, place.
好像是看到他呆住了。
And it seems like they were just staring and then, at the situation.
所以有天使就告诉加利利人。
So the angels told the Galileans there.
在使徒行传第一章十一节说加利利人啊你们为什么站着望天呢?
In Acts chapter 1 verse 11 said, Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here and look into the sky?
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣你们见他怎样往天上去他还要再来。
The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
这是我们复活的主借着他的使者来应许我们说他要再来。
Through the disciples that he, our Lord had promised that he will come back again.
以后使徒约翰就在巴摩海岛上。
Later on, Apostle John was at the island of Patmos.
这个是在主后几乎一百年的时候。
It's almost 100 years AD during that time.
他就得着了圣灵的感动。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他就在圣灵的里面看见了那个天上的异象。
And he looked into heaven and he saw vision.
这个时候乃是复活的主在天上向使徒约翰显现。
The Lord of Resurrection was revealing to Apostle John.
并且应许使徒约翰。
And promising Apostle John.
也是应许普天下的教会。
Promising all the churches on this world.
在启示录第一章第七节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 7.
他说看了他驾云降临。
Say, look, he is coming with the clouds.
众目要看见他。
Every eye will see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
Even those who pierced him.
地上的万族都要因他哀哭。
All the peoples of the earth will mourn because of
him. 这话是真实的。
So shall it be.
这是主应许他还要再来。
This is our Lord promising that he will come back again.
也可以说他应许他必再来。
Or he promised that he is coming back again.
我们就常常想到为什么他一直到两千年还没有来。
Many times we thought that the promise had been 2,000 years and he's not coming back yet.
使徒彼得就说他不是当言。
Apostle Peter said that he's not delaying.
他乃是宽容。
But he's giving us more time.
因为他愿意万年得救。
Because he wants all to be saved.
他不愿意一人沉沦。
Not one will perish.
这个使命呢是放在他的教会的里面。
And this commandment was given to the church.
这个使命呢是放在做他门徒的每一个人的身上。
This commission was given to every disciples.
我们需要去把不信的人带到主的面前。
We need to bring all those who have not believed yet to God.
让这样的美好的救恩的福气，他们也能够得到。
So that they can receive this blessing of the gospel.
不让他们得到这个救恩的福分。
Not only they will get the blessing of the salvation.
并且可以得到基督的身体。
Become the body of Christ.
等到基督的身体满足了以后。
As the body of Christ is completed.
他必定再来。
Then he will come back.
所以在启示录第二十二章。
So in Revelation chapter 22. 是
圣灵和圣父都在哪个地方做见证说，愿你快来。
And the Holy Spirit and also the bride was hoping that he will come back.
并且他宣告了这样的美好的消息，凡是口渴的都可以来喝白白的喝了这生命的活水。
And he has called out those who are thirsty can come and have this living water.
但是今天我不是在预言说特别的分享到主再来的预言。
I'm not talking about the prophecy as for the Lord's coming today.
在前一个主日已经有这样的纲要。
And last Sunday we have that outline already.
那在这里有一点点的误解。
And there was some misunderstanding there.
在这里也是我可能讲话讲不大清楚。
Maybe I did not speak clearly.
在前一个月哪一个主日的清晨的时候，忽然我心里有这样的感动。
In last month Sunday, that in the morning I had was moved by the Spirit.
大概在一个钟头的里面，我就把这个纲要写下来。
In 1 hour, I've written down all the outlines.
那我觉得这个是一个，叫我自己好像。非常的惊讶。
And I was amazed at myself, I was doing that.
我就希望把这样的神给我的信息能够分享给其他弟兄姊妹。
And I want to share what I have obtained from God to brothers and sisters.
所以我就打电话给吴浩，因为他就在我对面。
So I called 吴浩 because he was just next door to me.
我说可以不可以请吴雷那个赶快把这一个纲要跟另外一张纸可以打出来。
Or ask if they can just type it up this outline on a separate piece of paper.
我们感谢主，也谢谢吴浩吴雷。
And we thank God and thank 吴浩吴雷。
吴浩就在 computer 里面已经打出来，已经发出去了。
And then 吴浩 already typed it in the computer and sent it out.
所以吴雷就把这一个纲要放在前一个月的主日第三主日的上面。
And we put that outline on the third Sunday of last month.
但是我所讲的可能有关一点点的关系，但不是都是哪一个纲要。
So what I talk about may be related to it, but it's not completely according to the outline.
所以今天我希望弟兄姊妹再把那个纲要拿出来。
So I hope that brother and sister can take out that outline today.
在这里我注重到四点。
And here I have 4 points.
主耶稣一定会来。
Our Lord Jesus will come back.
主耶稣必再来。
And he is coming back.
一般来讲我们都是说希望我们能够得到好处。
And many times we want to have the benefits.
其实我们是在他再来的时候我们可以得到很多的福气。
Yes, when he comes back, we will have a lot of blessing.
但是在哪一个根本上，根本的真理上，我就愿意提到另外四点。
But in the truth, I want to mention 4 different points here.
第一个就是他要神的旨意成全。
And first is I want to the will of God to be accomplished.
他必须来到地上。
He must come back to this earth.
要完成了神的旨意。
To accomplish and fulfill the will of God.
我们常常要做什么事情，常常先看到我自己的意思。
Many times when we do something, we want to see what does that benefit.
我想这是有一点的本末倒置。
And I think that was a turnaround.
今天的整个世界的教会好像是在哪一个都是用人的做中心。
And the church to this day that it seems like we use the man as the center.
所以现在就都是讲人文主义。
And so we talk about the human.
我在这里再提一次的时候，我非常的佩服胡锦涛那个总理，那个书记。
And I admire the person, Hu Qingtao.
他到处都是讲，今天我们要以人为中心。我们要求世界的和平。
And he will talk about that we will use man as the center, then we want peace with them.
这个是好的事情。
It is a good thing.
但是在历史上告诉我们说，这不能够解决人的问题。
But from history, we know that that will not solve the problem of men.
这是我们的本分。
This is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord,
我们真正的接受主耶稣。
When we receive, truly receive the Lord,
我们真正的要侍奉主耶稣。
That we truly want to serve the Lord.
我们不是带着人文的主义。
We're not bringing to this humanism.
我们不是以人为中心。
We do not use the man as
the center. 我们需要帮助人。
We need to help people.
我们是传福音给人。
We need to share the gospel.
但是我们还是要以神为中心。
But we must have God as the center.
这是我们的主耶稣。
This is what our Lord Jesus
has done. 为什么他再来？
Why he need to come
back? 他乃是愿神的旨意成全。
Because he want to fulfill the will of God.
他在马太福音第六章教导他门徒祷告的时候。
In Matthew 6, when he taught his disciples to
pray. 已经在这里显示他的作为。
It's already revealing what he's doing.
他说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
It said, as you pray, you should say that our heavenly Father.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
是在这里有三件事情。
So there are three things here.
也是我们怎样的跟随主耶稣。
It's talk about how we should follow Christ.
我们要侍奉。
We need to serve.
我们要理人。到主的面前。
We need to take people to God.
我们不是叫我们的教会增加人数。
We don't want our churches to increase in numbers.
我们不是要一个庞大的组织。
We don't want a big organization.
是的，我们若是很多的人，我们需要有要有秩序。
Yes, when we have many people, we need to have order.
但是我们的目的乃是要人尊神的名为圣。
Our purpose is that people will honor the name of the Lord.
我有时候就去传福音的时候。
And sometimes when I go share the gospel,
我们常常遇见有许许多多的那个辩论。
And many times we come across many debate, arguments.
我们就想怎样的说服人相信主。
And we want to see how we can persuade people to believe.
我们觉得不是很容易的。
We felt that it's not easy.
但是当圣灵感动一个人的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit moves a person,
我们可能就是说一两句话告诉他们说，耶稣是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
Maybe we just say a few sentences that Jesus is Lord at our Savior.
他很单纯的心来接受主。
And the, simply the person may receive the Lord.
哇，我就看见很容易的把这个人带到主的面前。
And I see that it's very easy to bring the person to before the Lord.
他自然而然就晓得怎样的来敬拜主。
And naturally, he will know how to
worship God.
Naturally, he will know how to give the offering.
And
naturally, he will know how to serve.
我去找一个人的时候，去领一个人来到主的面前的时候，我不是要他那个奉献。
And when I come to a person, I don't want him to just do the offering.
我不是说目的不是说要他能够在教会里能够很好的侍奉。
My purpose is not that he can serve in the church, with have a good service in the church.
但是我发现，若是真正的得到主的人，他一定要尊主的名为圣。
But I find out that a person who really receives the Lord, he will honor God.
他一定是渴慕主的教会。
He will have a longing for the church.
他一定的愿意帮助许多的人。
He would like to help many people.
他愿意 问我们说我可以做什么事情。
He will ask, what can I do?
这是一个生命的流露。
And this is just a natural flow of life.
我们需要君主的旨意。
That we need to honor the will of God.
第二个我们就看到主的应许的确信。
And secondly, we can see the assurance of the promise of the Lord.
我常常用这个确信这个字。
I like to use this word assurance a lot.
我们有时候说我信了信。
And sometimes say, well, yes, I believe.
有的人就说你口里承认心里相信你就得救了。
And some people say that you acknowledge in your mouth and you confess in your heart, then you will be saved.
但是常常我们就是口里说说而已。
But many times we just speak it with our mouth only.
我想这不是一个确信。
I don't think that's an assurance of
faith. 确信真正的他听得到。
It's when he received the word.
他愿意承认耶稣是救主。
He wants to acknowledge that our Lord is
the Savior. 他愿意承认耶稣是神的儿子。
He wants to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是他的内心真正接受了这位复活生命的主。
But in his heart, he really received that this Lord of Resurrection.
所以保罗说，口里承认，心里相信，他从死里复活。
So Paul said that he acknowledged in the mouth, but confessed in his heart that he rose from death.
他就必得救。
Then he will be saved.
那这个得救，一定他很清楚的有生命在他的里面。
In this, A saved that you can see that there's life in him.
我想这一个人真正的得救，真正得着了生命，是何等的宝贵。
And a person who truly receives the life is very precious.
不但我们欢喜快乐。
Not only that we will be happy.
圣经告诉我们说，你天上的天使都要为他欢喜快乐。
And the Bible says even the angels in heaven will be rejoicing.
这是一个神圣的。
And this is sacred.
一个真正的相信重生的基督徒，他受洗归入神的教会的时候，这是非常神圣的事情。
A born again Christian, he truly wants to receive, and that's something very sacred.
所以我常常用一个确信。
So that's why I like to use this word assurance.
真正的我是不是得到主耶稣？
Am I truly receiving the Lord Jesus?
真正的我是不是得着了生命？是一个重生的基督徒。
When I truly receive the life, am I truly born again?
我是不是真正的经历到圣灵住在我的里面做凭据？
Do I truly experience that the Holy Spirit is indwelling within me as a guarantee?
我是不是清清楚楚哪一位这位从死里复活的主现在他住在我的心中？
That do I truly experience that this Lord Jesus is dwelling within my heart?
这是我的确信。
This is my assurance.
是的，我有软弱。
Yes, I have weakness.
但是我感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
有这样的意味着耶稣从死里复活。
That this Jesus who rose from death.
他做我的救主。
To become my Savior.
做我的主。
To become my Lord.
在这里有几节的圣经节。
Now there's a few verses here.
我想你们回去可以去看。
I think you can read it when you go back home.
我想我们的主耶稣所说的话。
And this is the word of our Lord Jesus.
他是就说是。
His yes will be yes.
不是就说不是。
His no will be no.
他的话一定会成就的。
And his words will be fulfilled.
他的话一定是诚实的。
And his words will be the truth.
他从来没有是非不明。
And he was never confused with yes or no.
他是很清楚告诉我们说。
And he's clear, he will tell us clearly.
他有一天要驾云降临。
One day he will come back in a cloud.
众目要看见他。
All these eyes will gaze
upon
him. 连刺
他的人、反对他的人也要看见他。
Even those who are against him will see him.
这个时候是审判的时候。
That will be a time of judgment.
这个时候是要分别的时候。
That will be a time of separation.
我们有了他的生命，就被吸引到他的面前。
When we have his life, we will be attracted to him.
我们承受了那个永生的福分。
We will receive that blessing of the eternal life.
还没有接受他的人。
But for those who have not received him,
反对他的人,
or those who rejected him,
没有办法就在审判之下,
they will be under the judgment.
所以使徒约翰在约翰福音第五章,
so John in chapter 5,
他就讲到两种复活, 26节, 27节,
And in verse 26-27, it's a two kind of resurrection.
他说, 当号筒响的时候, 死人要从坟墓里复活。
It says when the trumpet rang, the death will rise from death.
但是每一个人都会复活。
But every person will rise.
但是复活的程序不一样。
But the order is different.
第一次复活的人有福了。
And the first, the first resurrected will be blessed.
那就是义人的复活。
Because that will be the resurrection of the righteous.
义是称义而得着了复活。
Those who are justified by faith.
那也是更美的复活。
It's more blessed resurrection.
那是希伯来书所讲的更美的复活。
And that's what the Hebrew in the book of Hebrews talk about.
这一部分的复活乃是得永生。
And this, those who resurrect will have eternal life.
但是另外 一部分的复活,
but then there's another resurrection there.
乃是要受审判,
and they will be judged.
所以一个得生, 一个定罪,
one had overcome, one will be condemned.
我们正是今天有美好的机会,
today we have the opportunity.
我们天天的每一个坐上每一个主律, 我们可以听到这宝贵的福音。
At least every Sunday we can listen to this gospel.
我们在这里不是讲笑话。
We're not just joking here.
偶尔可能讲一两句笑话,
maybe once in a while we have a joke.
但是总是愿意把神的话, 圣经里面的真理,
but we want to give out the truth in the Bible.
这个不可改变的真理,
the truth that cannot change.
这个神应许的真理,
the promise of
God.
To give to every single person.
给每位弟兄姊妹,
every brothers and sisters.
我们要问说, 我们复活的时候要得生, 我们复活的时候要被定罪。
Do we, when we resurrect, do we have, we want to have victory, or do we want to be condemned?
这是我们的决定。
And this is our decision.
而第三个, 主耶稣再来。
And the third one, when our Lord comes back,
乃是因着圣徒的盼望。
It's because of the hope of the saints.
乃是因着圣徒的渴慕。
It's because of the longing of the saints.
我们的盼望是什么?
What is our hope?
我们在这地上的时候, 我们就希望说, 我有病祷告, 神医治我。
When we were on this earth, we want to say, we pray, and when I'm sick, I'll be healed.
我没有工作, 我希望祷告, 神给我一个预备一个工作。
If I do not have a job, I pray, I want God to give me a job.
或许, 我们有很多很多的要求。
Maybe we have many requests.
但是神的确有时候常常的听我们的祷告。
Truly, God listened to our prayers all the time.
只要我们真的谦卑在他的面前。
If only we will humble before him.
他总是按照我们的需要赐给我们。
He will give us according to our need.
但是这个不是我们主要的盼望。
But that's not our the main hope.
保罗在罗马书第八章刚刚所读的这一段,
in the earlier passage we read from Romans chapter 8,
说我们所不见的盼望,
it said those are hope that we do not see,
它乃是真的盼望,
that's the true hope.
我们所见的盼望,
and the hope we can see,
不是哪一个真正的盼望,
it's not the true hope.
听得清楚了没有?
Are you clear on that?
我们今天有很多的盼望。
Today we have many hope.
像刚刚我说的，生病了，我们祷告， 这是主耶稣是我们的大医生， 是我们的盼望。
Just like I said earlier, when we're sick, we pray, we want to heal. Our Lord is the great healer. That's our hope.
我们总是在人生的当中需要一个盼望。
In our life, we always need hope.
若是没有盼望， 可能我们一有一点点事情， 吓都吓死。
If there's no hope, if anything happened to us, we will be scared to death.
我知道我们的草地上有这个经历。
I know our brother Chow had this experience.
当他发生事情的时候,
when things happened to him,
我们为他担心,
we worry for him.
但是他不担心,
but he was not worried.
他说若是他没有耶稣基督, 他吓得吓死。
He said if he does not have Jesus Christ, he will be scared to death.
我自己也是一样的。
And same for me.
我20年前随时都会离开世界。
20 years ago, I can pass away anytime.
我若是没有结尾的主耶稣,
if I do not have this Lord Jesus,
我就常常感觉到我最后一口气的时候,
I always felt that even in my last breath,
我的儿女不在我身边,
my children are not with me.
我的妻子也不在我的旁边,
my wife is not with me.
但是我知道有一位的耶稣救主,
I know that this Savior, our Lord Jesus, He's my good shepherd. I cannot think about too many things now. But I can think about this Lord Jesus. I cannot worry about how much money I have. I cannot think about if do I have a will yet. But I know this Lord Savior. He becomes my hope.
弟兄姊妹,
but this hope is only hope on this world.
保罗说到所不见的盼望,
but Paul talked about this hope that we cannot see.
他说我们若是有这个所不见的盼望,
he said if we have this hope that we cannot see,
我们就必忍耐等候,
that we will endure and we will wait.
我们的人生是在一个
and life is always in groaning. So this passage has talked about groaning three times. All things were groaning. Do you hear the all things groaning? And Paul is the philosopher of philosophy. He's very clear that all things were groaning.
这一个万受造之物,万物这个自然是,原来是很美丽的。
This created universe was pretty before.
原来是在哪一个地方唱歌?
And was singing originally.
我常常就想到,有时候我们赞美的时候,
and sometimes I thought about when we praise.
不然我们的赞美,
not only we are praising,
我们给弟兄姊妹一起赞美,
brothers and sisters are praising together,
天使也在赞美,
angels are praising,
还有属灵也一起赞美,
who else are praising,
小鸟也在给我们一起赞美,
the birds are praising with us,
宇宙都在哪一个地方赞美,
the whole universe are praising.
但是好像有时候宇宙并不是这样的喜乐,
but sometimes that universe doesn't seem like it's so happy. It is groaning. Because of the sins of man, that God had cursed the earth, there will be thorns and
thorns.
And the earth will not work for man anymore. I still
want
to talk about the planting. If you have grown vegetable, you will know.
若是风潮雨顺,
if there's a wind and there's a rain,
哪一个菜就长得很漂亮, 花也长得很漂亮,
the vegetable and the flower will grow nicely.
我记得前几年到阿拉斯加去,
I remember a few years ago I went to Alaska.
我一到阿拉斯加去, 好像这个呼吸就特别的疏通,
and it seems like my breathing was very smooth when I
got there.
And when I look at the flowers they planted,
它是特别大,
especially big,
我要观察它们的树木,
and I observe their trees,
那个树木是特别直,
and it's very straight.
这是原来宇宙都在哪一个地方, 显明神的荣耀,
and this is like the universe was revealing the glory of God originally. And I was looking at the mountain, looking at the sea.
哎呀, 我觉得实在太美,
I said, so this is so beautiful.
但是若是我们到洛杉矶去,
but if you go to Los Angeles,
若是我们到纽约去,
if we go to New York,
所以我不想去纽约,
so I don't like to go to New York.
洛杉矶,
I don't like to go to Los Angeles.
我宁可住在这个地方,
I'd rather live here.
有人就觉得, 哎呀, 在这个荒山野地里,
and for some people say that this is a place of
nowhere.
There's no meaning here. But at least I can breathe that fresh air. That man had made this world dirty. Because of the sins that the earth was polluted. This is a prophecy mentioned by Isaiah in
758
BC. At that time, there was no pollution. But Isaiah already talked about it. The sins of man had changed the earth.
所以受造之物, 在哪个地方叹息。
So all his creation was groaning.
但是他有一个渴慕。
But then there's a longing there.
一个切慕等候。
They are longing, waiting.
这个切慕意思说乃是把他的头抬得很高。
And the longing is like raising your head and waiting.
他一直在哪一个地方看。
And it's looking.
一直在哪一个地方等。
And waiting there continuously.
等什么呢？
What are they waiting for?
等神的种子显出来。
To wait for the all the sons to be revealed. Who are the all the sons?
乃是神的儿女。
Are the children of
God. 乃是真正信耶稣的人。
Those who truly believe in God.
当主再来的时候。
When one day they will come.
我们要与他一同的来。
We will come with him.
我们见他的时候。
When we see him.
我们的身体要改变。
Our body will be changed.
像他的身体。
Just like his body.
正是他把我们这卑贱的身体。
That this humble body
变成了荣耀的身体
to become a glorious body
万物受造之物都在那个地方等候
all this creation was just
希望神的儿女能够显现
waiting for the appearance of the sons of God
希望主耶稣再来的时候
hoping for the returning of the Lord
来个万物复兴
that all things will be refreshed
我们每一个人都可以无忧无虑
that we will have no worry
我的人生是一个目标
And there's a goal in my life.
我不想求做官。
I don't want to be a government official.
没有办法做官。
And I cannot do it anyway.
啊，我也不想发财。
I don't want to have be rich.
我不会做生意。
Because I don't know how to do business.
你说念经济，可能经济的哪一个分数我最低。
If you're talking about economy, I think I have the worst score.
但是我有两只手。
But I have two hands.
我就是用我的手能够种种一点东西。
I want to use my hand to plant something.
叫我能够在无花果树下面、葡萄树下面。
That I can be under the fig tree and the vine.
享受我所种的东西。
To enjoy what I have planted.
我想这是旧约的以色列人的理想。
I think this is the ideal of the Israelites.
我们若是看列王记上第三章文章。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 3,
那有几句话说在所罗门的时代
and there's a few verses there in the time of Solomon.
在无花果树和葡萄树的下面。
If you are under the fig tree and the vine,
那意思说他们是过着了一个太平的日子。
That means they are under the time of peace.
他能够享受那个大自然的富裕。
They can enjoy the nature.
以后在撒迦利亚，他又说了预言。
And then to the book of Zechariah, there's another prophecy there.
一下,
Even though there's this ideal, but then it all becomes confusion.
但是等到撒迦利亚再说预言的时候,
so when Zechariah prophesies,
他说有一天我们要在无花果树下和葡萄树下,
and one day we will be under the fig tree and the vine also.
因为当主再来的时候,
because when the Lord comes back,
哪一个刀剑要变成处理?
And the sword will become the plow.
再没有战争。
There will be no more war.
现在我们是锄头要变成那个军器。
Now we need to use the axe to become the weapon.
我听说在文化革命在中国。
I remember in the Cultural Revolution in China.
毛泽东主席那个下令说，把人的铁钉的什么刀的什么这个废铁的都可以举起来。
And then Chairman Mao said, all these iron equipment need to put together.
他们要在土法炼钢。
And to make that into weapons.
我1978年还看见他们在土法在炼钢。
And even 1978, I saw them trying to make weapons out of.
他们炼要做什么呢
？What are they trying to do？
要打仗。
They want to have war.
这个是整个世界情况。
This is the situation of the world.
每一个国家现在都在预备军器。
Every country is preparing their weapons.
哎呀，以前觉得原子弹这个很不可能的。
And before we think that the atomic bomb.
而导弹也不容易做的。
And it's not easy to make.
你看很多的这个弱小的民族、中东的国家、非洲的国家，他们都开始做飞弹。
Now we can see that all these little countries in the Middle East and the African, they are making
these weapons. 他们都有可能做原子弹。
They can make atomic bombs.
世界辖制在败坏的里面。
The world was under the evil of the world.
谁能够拯救我们？
Who can save us?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在这里说到连圣灵初结果实的人也在里面在叹息。
And here it's saying that those who are the first fruit are also groaning there.
我们想到受造之物叹息。
We talk about the creation was groaning.
连我们这样的侍奉的人也会叹息。
Now we are those who are serving will also groan.
连许多圣灵在他的里面，正是有圣灵的恩膏的人，也在里面叹息。
Those who are anointed by the Holy Spirit, we are also groaning there.
我可以说我蒙做了神的恩。
I can say that I have been blessed by the grace of God.
若是圣灵不在我的心里，结出哪个果子？
If the Holy Spirit had not been bearing fruit within my heart,
我今天不能站在这个地方。
I would not be able to stand here today.
我可能二十年前已经在归天了。
And I'll be gone about 20 years ago.
我已经蒙着了神的福分。
I have been blessed by God already.
但是不瞒弟兄姊妹。
But I would not lie to you, brothers and sisters.
你说弟兄就是心里很快乐。
It's a brother since a brother thing is we're always happy.
我是不常现在不常常生气。
And I don't get upset too often now.
以前很会生气。
Before I was angry.
但是这个
I can get angry.
是不能够生气，不能够说我是完成。
But I cannot say that I don't get angry then I'll be perfect.
我还是在叹息的里面。
But I'm still in the groaning.
我虽然维持我的心脏。
Even though I preserve my heart.
但是我的脚现在发生问题。
Now I have a problem with my leg.
我就有时候就走不动了。
Sometimes I cannot walk.
我也不能够出去了。
I cannot go outside.
我只能够坐在家里叹息。
I can only sit at my house and groan.
就是圣灵初结果子的人也都在叹息。
Even those who are the first fruit and be anointed by Spirit is groaning.
我们仍然是在这个世界的当中。
Brothers and sisters, we are still in this world.
我们仍然在这个败坏的身体的里面。
We are still in this fleshy body.
我们怎么样越过这许多的难处？
How can we overcome these problems?
我们怎么样可以超过这个捆绑？
How can we go beyond this bondage?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我们不是看我的病痛。
Not look at my sickness.
不是看我的软弱。
I'm not looking at my weakness.
我虽然有叹息。
Even though I'm groaning.
但是我的心可以向着我的主。
But my heart can turn toward the Lord.
我可以看到哪一个大能的复活的主。
I can see the power of the resurrection.
我虽然软弱，他是刚强。
Even though I'm weak, but he's strong.
我虽然有疾病，但是他是大能的医生。
Even though I have sickness, but he's the great
healer. 他若是他的美意。
If it's his will.
他若是仍然要留我的性命在地上，
If he want to keep my life on this earth,
他有办法，
He will have a way,
他可以医治你我，
He can heal you and I,
这不过是现在的盼望，
But this is only hope of this world,
但是我们的盼望，
But our hope,
乃是得着了儿子的名分，
Is to receive the sonship,
我们乃是得着了身体得赎，
That our body will be redeemed,
这个儿子的名分是什么意思呢？
So what is this the sonship?
我们不是已经得着儿子的名分吗？
Then we already get the sonship.
但是保罗就加一句。
But Paul add another phrase here.
他说乃是身体得赎。
That the redemption of the body.
这个身体不是我们会败坏的身体。
And this body is not this body that will
deteriorate. 这个身体乃是我这个本质。
That this body is my
My element.
这
个本质乃是我的这个人格不会消灭。
And this element is that my personality will not disappear.
我们虽然离开世界，仍然存在神的面前，是一个 person。
Even though we leave this world, but we still be that person when we leave.
但是当主再来的时候，乃是要叫我有一个复活的身体。
But when the Lord come back, He will give me a
要一个荣
耀的身体。Body of resurrection, a glorious body.
这是我的确信。
And this is my assurance.
这是我的盼望。
And this is my hope.
因着这一个盼望，我要忍耐的等候。
Because of this hope, I will wait and endure.
我要盼望那所不见的。
I will hope for that.
我要盼望将来的。
I will hope for the future.
现在我们所有的。
But what we have now.
所遇见的。
What we see now.
是自暂自轻的苦处。
It's only temporal suffering.
将来要显于我们永远无比的荣耀。
And in the future, we will have that glorious hope.
所以保罗说就不足介意。
So Paul said that I don't mind.
是的，我是在叹息的里面。
Yes, I'm in the groaning.
但是我不把这许多的事情放在心里。
But then I don't dwell on those on my heart.
因为我已经得着了结为复活的主。
Because I have already received this Lord of Resurrection.
因为我可以坦坦地来到主的面前。
That I can always come before the Lord.
因为他与我同在。
Because He is with me.
他是我的一切。
He is my all in all.
我想我不能再讲下去。
I don't think I can continue to speak on that.
但是我想这是最宝贵。
But this is the most precious.
让我们见证渴慕我们的主。
Let us long for our Lord.
他是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
我们也是等候他的国度的来临。
We are waiting for the coming back of His kingdom.
世上的国乃是要成了我主基督的国。
This kingdom on earth will become His kingdom.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有什么看法。
I don't know what you see on this.
今天我们看到这打来打去。
Today we see all these wars going on.
到底要发生什么事情？
What will happen?
在我的确信的里面。
In my assurance of faith.
不管怎么打来打去,
regardless how we fight each other,
不管怎么样变形,
however it changes,
乃是要成就神的国度,
it will fulfill the kingdom of God.
我们不管这个宇宙现在被人的罪败坏了,
maybe this world is filled with the sins of man,
但是这个受造之物, 这个宇宙, 乃是要促成新天新地的来,
but this creation, this universe will be hasten into the new heaven and earth. This is the conclusion of the faith. So I want to give you these two phrases. The whole meaning of the Bible. The kingdom of earth will become the kingdom of my Lord. The universe and the creation will hasten the new heaven and earth. We are longing for the coming back of the Lord. Because He is the shepherd. He is the bridegroom. And we are the bride. If we read Psalm 45, we will see the beauty.
若是我们读到启示录第十九章,
if we look at Revelation 19,
我们就看到那个羔羊的婚姻,
we will see the wedding of the Lamb.
这是在历史上是最一个美好的一个时间。
This is the best time in the history.
羔羊要娶幸福,
the Lamb will have the bride.
要一个大的喜气,
there will be a great banquet there.
有大的喜乐,
there will be great joy there.
所以被请到羔羊的婚宴的时候是有福的。
And those who are invited to this wedding will be blessed.
但愿你我都能够在那宴席上有份。
May you and I will be part of that wedding.
但愿你我都能够成了他的幸福。
May you and I will become his bride.
我们可能开始的时候我们还是做童女。
Maybe in the beginning we are the virgin.
但是那十个童女有五个聪明的五个愚拙的。
But for the 10 virgins there are 5 who are wise and 5 who are foolish.
但愿我们能够做哪一个五个聪明的童女。
May we be the 5 wise virgins.
可以进到新郎的房间。
To enter into the room of the groom.
可以真正的享受新郎婚宴的快乐。
To enjoy the joy of the wedding of the groom. I want to introduce a song to you.
536.
And this is the New Jerusalem. The author is C.B. Whitmire.
我记得在1952年
1952,
我离开放弃我的花莲的一切的土地。
I give up all the land in Hualien.
我卖了牛做我的学费。
And I sold all these things and it became my tuition fees.
他们说那个是一个台湾圣经学院。
And this I said is the seminar in Taiwan.
我一看那个是租一个楼上开的上。
And I was renting a room.
我就想离开那个地方。
And I want to leave this place.
我就想到我那个年轻的时候在福州看见协和神学院是非常漂亮的。
And when I was young, I said that in Fuzhou, there's this seminary is very pretty.
我来那个念神学院还是念这个破的神学院。
And the seminary that I was in, it was a very run-down one.
但是感谢主，不久就一个很旱的一个美国。
And not long afterward, there's a very fat missionary from America.
那就是 Dr. C.B. Whitmire.
And that's Dr. C.B. Whitmire.
他是有德国的背景。
And he was educated in German.
他大概最少有250磅。
And maybe 250 pounds.
但是这一个人是非常的宽大。
But then he's very generous.
我有两年的时间受他的教导。
And I was taught by him for 2 years.
这个一直的在我的心目的里面。
And this is always in my heart.
他是我的良师。
He was my good teacher.
那在我们的诗歌的里面有他的几首诗歌。
And so in our hymnal there is his song here.
他当时他常常给我们唱他所做的诗歌。
At the time he always sing the song that he composed.
他是自弹自唱。
And he will play himself and he will sing himself.
但是那个时候我们没有抓住这个机会。
But at the time we did not hold on to the opportunity.
把他的诗歌可以记下来。
To record, wrote down the songs that he had.
前一次陈锡正弟兄来就问我这件事情。
And last time when Christian Chang came, he asked me about this.
他也是他的学生。
And he's also his student.
他也知道说我。是他的学生。
And he knew that I was a student.
他就问我说怎么样可以找他所做的诗歌。
He asked me how can we find the song that he had written.
我有一度到 Nazarene 的教会去。
And one time, sometime I went to the Nazarene church.
但是看见这个诗歌只有这一首。
But I only see this song.
我想这一首诗歌可以代表他的性格。
I think this song will represent him.
他一个希望。
And his hope.
我记得他。离开那个圣经学院以后回来美国。
I remember he left the seminary and came back to the States.
中文理工大学就邀请他到那边教书。
And this Chinese university invite him to teach there.
他就教圣经。
And he will teach the Bible.
听说他的班上有500人。
I heard that he had about 500 students.
以后他有一天那个后来生病。
But one day he became sick.
他的师母就来找我。
And his wife came to see me. He said, Dr. Whitmire may be dying soon. And want me to take her to the telegram office. And to telegram to Los Angeles to tell his son. To tell him to go to Taiwan to prepare for the funeral.
We got the telegram and then went back to Dr. West's clinic.
And after we finished with the telegram, we went back to Dr. West's place.
美国人是非常诚实的。
And the Americans are very honest.
所以我们回到就告诉他说他要死。
So when we went back there, we told him that he was about to die.
你想他怎么回答？
And what did he say?
他就跟我们说，我又想到我会死。
He said, I did not think about that I would die.
他虽然在那样的一个。非常危急的时候还是非常有希望。
Even in such situation, he still had that.
因为他里面有主耶稣。
Because he had Christ within him.
因为他里面有确信。
Because he had this assurance.
所以这首诗歌我想是代表他。
So I think this song represents him of his faith.
可以帮助我们。
That will help us.
我们常常要看到新耶路撒冷。
That we always need to see the new Jerusalem. Thank you.
后经营逃到了大国大地内上，离
别世间何尝一切的成果，我想要展现我今天的那快速小歌，站在耶稣耶路撒冷，三个神父大的小家园的飞看马前方，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，受那种子成和神的真实大心真其实在耶稣耶路撒冷，虽然宝物有传道没给我后进回家去，虽然难免连累伤人在门口，但我心难相信宝物我快就要真怀在于是耶路撒冷，紧张声音大对小心会人放干嘛以后，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，为那尊贵堂后在那恩赐天要再献上，在于新耶路撒冷。
我们第三节一起站起来唱，我想这一首诗歌应当是很高昂的。
And now I shall carry the lens of your intent. And when dying hearts we wait and long have watched you in the way, let the new Jerusalem. Self contained God is serving when the things are marching on. Sing Jerusalem, sing Jerusalem. So when the comes to long for pleasure and the king shall take his own, Zion, Jerusalem. When we join the hands and party in what's down the land of sun, night the light of God's Savior we behold. Once we stay ourselves forever, we will grow in third and fall. Welcome to Jerusalem. Sing down, sing down, sing down, sing down, sing down,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, when the comes to the house, and the answer comes to take his son, and you see.